Close your eyes and think of a beach, regardless of where the beach is and what it looks like in your mind's eye. I bet it doesn't have images of anything other than beautiful white beach and sand and seaweed, but certainly no rubbish. The annual beach cleanup is about to happen in the Midwest, and to tell us more, we'll welcome Dr. Mick Payne from NAC. Good morning, Mick.
How are you going, Glenn?
I'm going well. Do we need to spring clean our beaches as well, do we?
Oh, look, I think we do. Yeah, we've got a bit of rubbish on our beaches. I think there's a big concern about the amount of rubbish that does actually go into our marine environments. Actually, I think there's an estimates of up to 7 million tons of rubbish goes into our ocean each year, and we have our fair share off Geraldton. And that rubbish certainly has a number of impacts. Obviously, you're talking about rubbish on beaches before with your beautiful imagery there, and we all like clean beaches, but some of that rubbish has some significant impacts on wildlife, particularly mammals, turtles and seabirds. And a little more concerningly too, we're starting to see plastics show up in the food chain, breakdown products of plastics appearing in animal tissues. So I think there's a lot of reasons that we need to actually clean up our beaches and help reduce the amount of rubbish that goes into our seas.
So does it come out of the sea, the rubbish, or does it come from elsewhere?
It's a good question. What we do as part of these annual beach cleanup events is that we try and take a census of the nature of the rubbish that we're actually collecting. So an organisation called Tangaroa Blue actually looks to categorise the data that's collected on beach cleanups. Looks to see where it comes from and actually tries to develop plans to nip it in the bud, if you like, to try and reduce it at its source. So in terms of what's been going on around Geraldton, between 2009 and 2014, of 54,000 pieces of rubbish that were collected and registered with this Tangaroa Blue program, 80% of it comes from the sea, and 20% of it comes from land-based.
Okay, so there's a fairly substantial amount coming out of the water. Mm-hmm. So tell me about the opportunities that people had, because last time you raised a fair bit of rubbish. You picked up 260 kilograms of it over 14 kilometres of beach in Geraldton. Are you looking to do the similar sort of range of kilometres this year?
I think so, perhaps even a little bit more thoroughly. So last year we had 93 people register for the event, but I have to say we're getting a fair bit of interest from community really on this issue this year. So we're looking to actually expand that somewhat and have a bigger, better event, if you like.
Right.
I think there's the capacity for us to fill in a few gaps within that 14 kilometres of coastline, and if we've got enough people and some good coordination, I reckon we could really... we could smash the rubbish over a huge area from Cape Burnie all the way up to Drummond.
So you're looking for more people to get involved, because it's happening on Sunday, October 18, so people have got a month to get themselves organised and get that weekend clear?
We do indeed. The official WA Clean Up Your Beach Day is on the 11th and 12th, which is the weekend before. That's the end of school holidays, and it's the last day of our Sunshine Festival. So, we've bumped this event back a week to the 18th, simply so people
Can fit it in. Yes.
And
I see you've taken on board a lot of partners involved: Batavia Coast Maritime Institute, the Apex Club, the Drummond's Cove Progress Association, the Point Moore Coast Care Group, the Sunset Beach Community Group, the Champion Bay Surf Lifesaving Club, and also... the Department of Water, Midwest Authority, and also Viola are also involved in the City of Greater Geraldton. So you've brought everyone on board.
We do indeed, although if anyone's out there who's keen to get involved in terms of support for the program, in particular we're looking for donors of prizes, things like vouchers for meals, for coffees, for accommodation, for gifts. That we can give away as prizes to our hard-working volunteers, we'd be happy to include them in the list of active partners in this project. It'd be great.
It sounds wonderful. So you're looking for people to get involved. What's a good conduit? Where do they go? Where do they go to find out more?
Okay, so we've started our campaign early to raise awareness about this event. So we have some stories that have just gone up on our NAC website. So that would be a good first port of call.
Okay, so there's an opportunity there for people to get involved, and it's something that people will be looking to. It's a nice time of year, isn't it, October, heading towards summer, and people will be looking forward to it. Is that the last week of the school holidays, or is it just after the school holidays?
No, it's after school holidays, yeah. So hopefully people have settled in. Yeah, back, kids will be back to school.
Back at the end of the term.
That's it. We try and make the event a bit of fun too. Last year we had a few displays and all the rest of it, but this year we're looking to expand a bit to, you know, maybe a few more refreshments. Obviously we'll put on a barbecue again, and... In terms of that, we actually ran out of sausies last year. Well, so
that's a good sign, isn't it?
It is, yeah. If you can give us a bit of idea, if you are interested, and particularly if you're going to bring a group down, it'd be a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that there's catering for everyone.
So you launch from the front beach, from the foreshore?
That's correct. The finer details yet to be worked out, yeah. but Central HQ is the north end of the foreshore. Come down there for registration, obviously, to be covered with the Clean Up Australia, yes. Beach, Clean Up Australia registration. You need to be registered with the event, so come down, sign a little form just to make sure that you're covered. We then do a quick induction. People go out to clean their beaches, bring the rubbish back. We'll have people there to actually assist with the weighing and the sorting of the rubbish, yes. Should you wish to sort it. Then it's time to kick back, enjoy a little bit of live entertainment, hopefully, as well as, partake in a sausage sizzle and a few other activities. We're hoping for some face painting and maybe a bit of coffee as well.
Very nice indeed. So that's the weekend of 18th of October. It's a Sunday. If you need more information, feel free to give us a call, 1300 501 222, but keep your calendar open for that day. Mick Payne, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Len.
Mick Payne there from NAC giving us an overview of getting our beaches ready for the summer ahead.